Prospects are better these days for congressional passage of campaign finance reform. Republican Senator Gordon Smith of Oregon says he'll side with supporters of the McCain-Feingold bill, at least on a procedural move that could determine the bill's fate, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The bill, sponsored by Arizona Republican John McCain and Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, is likely to come up in about 2 weeks. Yesterday, Oregon Senator Gordon Smith let it be known he'll support McCain and Feingold in the maneuvering that would lead to or thwart a final up or down vote. A spokesman says Smith has a very strong inclination to help McCain and Feingold shut down a filibuster, that is, a talkathon that would tie up the Senate and prevent a vote. His decision matters because it takes 60 senators to stop a filibuster, and Smith appears to be number 60. Two other senators switched sides last week. They canceled each other out. But now virtually all of the senators are committed to one side or the other. The leader of Senate opposition is Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell. As recently as Sunday, he was saying on Fox News that he had enough allies to sustain a filibuster.
This bill is amendable and debatable, and unless at some point 60 senators decide to let it pass, it will not pass. And so I believe, I'm pretty confident, that I have 41 senators who will give us a chance to read it, take a look at it, weigh it, assess it.
But Smith's move seems to tip the balance against McConnell. In 1998 and again in 99, Smith voted with McConnell for filibusters. Smith's spokesman says he'll still oppose the bill on final passage. He sees big constitutional problems with one of the main provisions, regulating campaign season ads by outside groups. But Smith also wants what his spokesman calls a fair and honest debate once and for all on this issue of campaign finance reform. Smith is up for re-election this year. All over Capitol Hill, there's a sense that after years of bottling up campaign finance bills, voting for this one would help distance lawmakers from the Enron scandal. That could be especially true in Smith's home state of Oregon, where workers and pensioners from an Enron subsidiary have lost their savings. More broadly, campaign finance reform comes back to the Senate on a head of steam. The House passed a similar bill last week. Meredith McGehee has been lobbying Congress for the reform advocacy group Common Cause. She calls Smith's move a big boost.
But obviously this isn't a done deal, and we're going to continue to focus and work hard to make sure that we have the numbers not only to win the cloture vote and end of any filibuster, but also to defeat any amendments that might be offered that seek to send the bill to conference.
Those amendments are the fallback strategy for McConnell and his allies, who were having a strategy conference last night. If they can amend the bill, that would make it significantly different from the House version. Then it would have to go into a House-Senate conference committee, which could kill it. Amendments could also be framed to inflict political pain on senators who vote against them. One example, the bill would outlaw unregulated soft money contributions to party committees. McConnell has mentioned an amendment that would send all of the party's existing soft money to relief funds for Enron workers. There's an increasing sense that this is the endgame coming up for campaign finance reform. The White House continues to send signals that President Bush will sign whatever bill Congress sends him, if it sends him a bill at all. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.